Hi, I'm Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com, and I'd like to welcome you to my Music Business Poochcast for Friday, October 1st, 2010. Today's topic, building a music business team in 2010. If you look up the word misnomer in a dictionary, it'll define it as a use of a wrong or unsuitable name or term to describe something. It's also the perfect description of that famous music biz alternative to going with a large record company known as do-it-yourself or DIY. You are going to find out, if you haven't already, that you will still need two major things if you wish to be truly successful while still having the time and resources necessary to spend on your music. 1. Some money. Yep. Studio time, promotional merchandise, traveling, living expenses, etc. do take some money. And 2, some knowledgeable, energetic help with contacts. That is, you still need some form of a team. Well, yes, having a lot of money is great and useful, but if you even want to attract the real money people, let alone potential fans for you or your artist, without going to a large label, you are still going to have to be noticed. My focus here is on how to start finding the who and what it takes to be noticed. And unless you are a creative, business, legal, and technical genius, plus have the time and energy to take care of and handle all the necessary things without it taking 10 years and without going totally insane, you're going to need a team. A team made up of the right kind of people. That is, those that will allow you to do what you really want and need to do to hold up your role in the process. A strong music business team has always been essential in the growth of an artist. The team has usually been composed of a record label, manager, attorney, publicist, and the like, with the artist being the artist. Now, although that model, as is, can still work, it's quickly becoming a dinosaur. For many different reasons, people are at least attempting to succeed without a major label deal. But without a major label in the equation, at least in the beginning, the manager has become even more the focal point in an artist's career. Or, instead of a manager, a team of competent, reliable, trustworthy, faithful people who have the knowledge and resources and who can work together and who, with or without a manager, must take over many of the responsibilities in the making of a successful artist's career. Now, although I offer management-like services to people, I know better than to manage myself. No one can. No one is adept enough in every role of the music industry, let alone has the time to be able to do everything necessary to produce a successful outcome. So, I have a team to help manage me and to assist me in helping others. Let's take me, for example. I'm fine on the creative, business, and legal ends. But I'm a computer and technical dummy with nowheres near the necessary knowledge and experience, let alone the time to operate at a high level in this digital era. This is where Rebecca Furstenfeld takes the place of a management-like person for me, as well as many artists. She describes what she does as management development assistance and concierge services for artists and entrepreneurs. As she states, I stay in touch with my artists and their clients for their artists, sometimes 10 to 20 times a day, coordinating their efforts while working behind the scenes, making sure their careers are moving forward in any and every way. This includes phone calls, emails, releases, manning the social networks, whatever is necessary, while doing a ton of research every day on the newest stuff out there, much of which is free, but will help my clients. One thing I have had instilled in me is the 21st century media and its implications and assets for my clients. I always have to stay ahead of the game, keeping abreast of all the changes in this new music business model. Now, how do you find these people that can help you? As Don Wicked D. Harrison, who's at networkordie.com, who happens to be Rebecca's mentor and one of my team, and who is a web designer and marketer along with offering many other skills and services, states, networking is one of the most important factors in building a sustainable music career. It's not a sales pitch, it's a give and take situation. No matter if you're dealing with a fellow musician, a venue owner, a label executive, or a potential fan, focus on building the relationship, not making the sale. Interactions, not transactions. Now, what Don is describing is extremely important and is often known as public relations, or more commonly known as PR, which is not to be mixed up with promotion. They are two totally different animals. Promotion is the act of pushing you. Good or bad PR results in good or bad feelings about you and your team. To paraphrase from the Police song, every step you take, every move you make, they'll be watching you. They'll be noticing how you and your team represent your image. As stolen from my course in artist development and management, an artist's image is made up by the music you play, the way you play it, the way you come across to your audience, and the way you look and act, on and off stage. And never forget, nowadays, the artist is a major part of the team, and every band member plays a major role. The artist must not only work hard on their music, but he, she, or they must also work hard on building a personal relationship with their fans, while the other team members help to bring the fans into the fold, where the artist must take over, woo them, and keep them with their music and through socializing with them through their social networks, gigs, etc. Now start, if you haven't begun already, building your team, and then light a fire under them. This is Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com asking you to please tune in for the next episode. Bye-bye.